the world works as a physical system. And when you talk about freedom, you're just talking about a certain area of determined behavior. So, of course, everything is determined. I mean, give or take statistical determinacy here. But some of your determined behavior is determined by your reasons. It's determined by your thought processes. So, of course, determinism is true. And, of course, freedom of the will is true. Because freedom of the will just means freedom from certain kinds of causes. Nobody putting a gun at my head. I'm not under the influence of drugs. I haven't been hypnotized. So to say that you're free is just to say your behavior is caused by certain kinds of inner causes, your choices and decisions. To say that it's determined is just to say it follows the laws of physics. Everything follows the laws of physics. So determinism and freedom are perfectly compatible with each other. Now that view, as I said, is the view that's most widely accepted in philosophy today. And not surprisingly, it's called compatibilism. It says determinism and free will are completely compatible. But that won't work. Why? Well, to begin with, my actions are not causally determined by my beliefs and desires. There is, as I said, a gap. That whatever the causes, I sense that I could do something different. And it's not enough to just say, well, we can use the words in such a way that we make the claim you are free consistent with a claim you are determined. Because what we want to know is, given that the world was structured causally in a certain way at a certain point, could you have done something different? That is, could you have decided not to vote for such and such a candidate, given that you did decide to vote for that candidate? And the determinist answer to that question is inconsistent with a free will answer. The determinist says, no, given the structure of the world, such and such is going to happen. And the free will answer says, well, it's up to you. You can interfere with the causal order of the world. And that, and we just don't know how to make that consistent with how the world works. So compatibilism, I think, is a cop-out. That is, compatibilism avoids the substantive question by giving us a verbal solution. It says we use the words free and the words determined in such a way that we can make them consistent. But we're not interested in the words here. We're interested in the factual question. In any given decision-making situation, could I have done something different, all other conditions remaining the same? So that we're still left with this problem even after we have the recognition that, yes, there is a use of the words where we say, well, he acted of his own free will, even though we think that's, that the physics completely determined what was going to happen. What we want to know is there any substance to the claim of free will? And that question remains after we have settled all of the verbal issues. Thank you.
Negra linda que me echó mi longo, ay esa negra linda camarada que me echó mi longo, nada más que me gusta la comida, que esa negra linda me cocina, nada más que me gusta la café, que ella me cuela, ay nada más que me gusta la comida, que esa negra linda me cocina, nada más que me gusta la café, que ella me cuela, ay, 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 esa negra linda.
Yeah. Do we talk about long fatty sunny a day? Do ìwé-ìta gbà ló ń fẹ́ kí n sọ ní adé nínú ilé tàbí lóde nínú ẹgbẹ́ tàbí láwùjọ ibi ká náwó tàbí ká lóṣọ ibi ká kọ́lé tàbí ká ra mọ́tò ìdùmọ̀rẹ́ má dojú ti wá aṣọ.
Ani temi ni o so ni ra la de ni gbogbo aye
temi ni o so ni ade.
Yeah, that's a blast from the past there. King Sunny Ade from the album Juju Music on Mango Records, Island Records, from a long time ago. Good morning and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca, wherever the internet can stretch. And believe me, it's very malleable. So thanks for joining me. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're having some fun. And it's going darker, actually. It's now darker now than it was when I came in. And I'm not quite sure why. It's kind of a scary thing, but... I'm not worried. Huh. We started off with our theme tune, Music for a Found Harmonium, from Patrick Street, and a very fine album called Irish Times. Whoops. Oh, that pause was on. And... Try that again. Then we had Puro Son, which is Miguelito Valdez, a trumpet player from Havana, who used to play in the Buena Vista Social Club and with Omar Portuondo, amongst others. And he moved here with his wife, Cynthia Rodriguez, and formed a band called Puro Son. And if you go to their website, if you look for Miguelito Valdez with an S at the end, and you'll find all sorts of really interesting music, some of which is demos from the new album, which is going to be released in May, and some of it some live recordings from earlier gigs. It's a very interesting website. So from that website, we brought you song called La Negra Tomas. Tomasa. It's a long way away, that screen. La Negra Tomasa from Puro Son. We followed that from the very fine album A Night at Club Baobab from the Orchestra Baobab, recorded, you know, quite a while back. A track called Say. Sigh, S-E-Y, Say, I think. Yeah, so that'll be on World Circuit Records. Of course, they have a new studio album out as well, Made in Dakar. But I thought, well, let's play something from that classic live album for a change, shall we? So we did that. And then that's a rather long piece from King Sunny Ade. Oh, what I like about King Sunny Ade, that particular album, and perhaps the one after that, Synchro System, there's a lot of pedal steel guitar on there, and I remember him saying, you know, that country music is always very big in Nigeria, and Jim Reeves was hugely popular. It's really quite a bizarre concept, but it something took hold, and it's very interesting. So you get lots of pedal steel and button accordions quite popular in Nigeria as well. Very interesting. But some really nice juju music. Well, sprinkled through the show, we're going to have some look at the Grammys that were handed out this week. And it's a process which I find totally indecipherable. For instance, they put a new award in this year for Cajun and Zydeco music, and there were two albums up for grabs, and one of them is miles better than the other, and it didn't win because it doesn't have overt sort of patriotism all over it, which is really weird. That seems to be, you know, and they have overlooked the rather disgusting sexual innuendo in a lot of the songs as well, but we'll get to that later. But the album that won for world music was Angélique Kidjo, who's in town next Sunday, a week tomorrow, in a very nice theatre called the River Rock Theatre, River Rock Casino Theatre in Richmond. And Angélique Kidjo, and opening act next Sunday is Alex Cuba Band, and I'm going to miss it. I'm also going to miss Black Omphalosi, who are at the Capilano College Theatre the same night. I mean, what's that about? You know, you get two great African bands, they both play in the same night. There hasn't been really that much great African music coming from out of town for quite a while, you know, and all of a sudden, two of them on the same night, different parts of town. But anyway, that's life. So anyway, we'll have a track from each of them. Angélique Kidjo, as I say, she won the Grammy Award this week for her album Gin Gin. We'll have a song from that called Emma. There's lots of guest artists all over this album. I've just opened the box, actually, but I'm not really too familiar with who's on everything. But I think this is, you know, her really sort of solo. But she's got people like Branford Marsalis and Peter Gabriel and Carlos Santana all over this record. So, you know, that's the way to win a Grammy. You get a whole bunch of people that, you know, the judges have heard of. You throw in the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, sorry, I'm stretching ahead of myself again. She doesn't do the Star Spangled Banner. This is Angélique Kidjo on CITR 101.9. You want to give us a call? 604-822-2487. My name's Steve Edge, ranting away as usual. Okay. And now we're trying to figure out why there's no music, but we'll get there. Thank you. Yeah. So it's President's Day this weekend, and so I just brought to mind that song. It's an old one from Black Unful- sorry, from Black Uhuru, and it goes way back to the album Red, which is probably their finest hour, I think, Black Uhuru. And it's a song called Bull in the Pen, or Bull in Addy Pen. And I like that, you know, the mark of the beast is on the president. I think that's what they're singing. Well, that's why I always thought of it, you know. And so I thought, well, President's Day, we can do that. Because we're in Canada. We don't have to respect that W guy, you know. Maybe the mark of the beast would explain an awful lot, wouldn't it? Sure, don't know. Anyhow, you are listening to The Edge on Folk, the Saturday Edge on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Very sort of dark and damp morning here at in Vancouver, out here on the western extremities of the Lower Mainland. And I'll be with you till 12 noon today, or almost 12 noon. It's actually a sports broadcast starting at 12, and there's like a pre-game show at 5 too, so we're going to finish a little bit early today. And then some of the programming later is preempted for coverage of the collegiate... I think it's either basketball or volleyball. I think it's basketball. I don't know, it could be volleyball. Anyway, some big tournament is going on this afternoon. I'll give you more details a bit later. Or maybe not. You just tune in and you get it. Anyhow, next to Black Uhuru in the alphabet, the alphabetical list of musicians, anyway, is Black Onfalosi. And we had a track in there. I thought, you know, some of that click language stuff is really hard to pronounce. Or, you know, I'll find something really easy. A bonga. Oh, yeah, I'll play that. And it's from an album called, well, One Voice, but in in its native tongue, it's something else entirely. And there are three X's in the two words, and I think X marks the click. And I'm not very good at that, but it's something like Kliksani, something like Kliksalani. You have to practice that a bit, anyway. I was getting there, but anyway. Black Onfalosi are going to be in town a week tomorrow, Capilano College Theatre in North Vancouver. That should be a good show. They're a great sort of singing and dancing group. And they do some stuff in traditional Zulu costume. They do some stuff in gumboots. And they do lots of ensemble singing and very, very upbeat, great stuff. Black Onfalosi. Before that was Angelique Kidjo from Benin in West Africa. Now, she is also going to be in town next Sunday at the rather plush River Rock Theatre, attached to the casino down there in Richmond. Angelique Kidjo with opener Alex Cuba is going to be next Sunday as well. So it's a choice of listening for those African music fans out there. And Angelique Kidjo just won a Grammy this week for her latest album, Jin Jin, on Razor and Tie Records. And we had a song in there called Emma. Give Emma more love. Fair enough. I don't know who she is, but anyway. If Angelique Kidjo says she's worth giving some love to, then fair enough. We're in. We're on side. No worries. Right, well, we're going to move away from Jamaica and West Africa. We're going to go to the Middle East. And to Egyptian music great Hassam Ramzi. And joined by a really fine accordion player from Egypt as well. From, I was digging through the annals again. There's two N's in that word. And found the Planet Squeeze Box collection. There's some great stuff. It's accordion music from all over the world. And some pretty exotic accordion music here from Egypt. And follow that with, just move up around the corner a little bit to the right, to Palestine, to the Trio Jubran, who are playing tonight at the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue in Kitsilano. That should be an interesting show. Three brothers, they all play oud, which is the Arabic lute. And they make some interesting music together. A fine new album from which we will hear a track. The new album's called Majaz. And then another bit of a flashback to the soundtrack of Suleiman the Magnificent. And that's some really boppy stuff from that. So you can groove around the breakfast table and eat your dates and figs and various other Middle Eastern delectables to this. Hassam Ramzi and belly dancing music for breakfast. What the heck? We can do it all on CITR. We can do some more reggae if you want, but we didn't really want that, did we? There we go. Much better. Now you can get it to your breakfast. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Bye.